The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, we might think today that Jesus' marketing strategy for making a quick impression in Northern Galilee is somewhat flawed. Just as they're beginning to like him, Jesus tells them, well, you know, the only people that are going to be cured are those with faith, and that, even if you're born in Israel, even if you have the privilege of being one of the chosen people, one of the elect of God's people, that's not going to save you. God is just as willing to save a pagan, a Gentile, who has faith way before he saves someone of his own people who does not have faith. And of course, this causes a great deal of fury and indignation on the part of people of the Northern Galilean people, right, who don't want to hear this message. You know, they want to think that they have sort of an inroad to salvation just by an accident of birth. And Jesus sort of says, no, there has to be this other dimension. There has to be this trust in me. There has to be this desire to follow me that's part of this trust in me. And that's, I think, you know, a good, what the church has in mind, as a good thing to remind us of in this Lenten season. You know, as we begin the season, it's not so much just about penance and sacrifice, though it certainly is about penance and sacrifice. It's about the reason for the penance and sacrifice, right? And the reason for the penance and sacrifice is to build our faith, our trust in God, so that we might, through the Spirit of God, be liberated to follow him, particularly in the light of his love. And so this is the main point. And if we don't have, you know, that faith, that trust in God, if you know, our penances and our sacrifices are not leading us to a greater trust or even to a greater devotion to the Lord, to follow him, then of course, in a way, you know, we're treating those penances as an end in themselves, and they're not. Everything is oriented toward building faith and hope and love. And the greatest of these is love. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.